Lesson 3. Memories of Christmas.
I still remember the last Christmas Granny spent with us. It began in the middle of November on a cold, windy day. I remember the wind because Granny's grey hair was a mess when she arrived. That was also the day Granny moved in. Somehow, at the time, I didn't know she was sick. Maybe I was too young. Maybe she hid it too well. Or maybe I was just too excited that Christmas was on the way. After Granny moved in, she spent most of her time on the brown sofa by the fire. Sometimes she was quiet, but she seemed happy. When I wrote a letter to Father Christmas, telling him about the presents I wanted, Granny made an effort to help me. Her hand was slightly shaky, but she wrote Father Christmas, the North Pole, on the envelope. In December, our excitement grew each day. Lights appeared in the streets, Christmas cards arrived, and there was snow everywhere. Granny and I made sugar biscuits, stuffed the turkey, and then I sat on my granny's lap and we sang Christmas songs. My favourite song was Frosty the Snowman, and I loved the bit that went thumpity-thump-thump, thumpity-thump-thump, look at Frosty go. Granny had patience to sing it over and over again. On Christmas Eve, Granny took a seat by the fire as we put up the Christmas tree. I hung most of the decorations on the branches. "That's the most beautiful tree I've ever seen," Granny said. Then she started singing, "Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, you fill my heart with music." Before bed, Granny and I left a plate of sugar biscuits out for Father Christmas and put a stocking at the end of my bed. I remember Granny sitting on my bed and singing softly until I fell asleep. My stocking was full of small toys and sweets on Christmas morning, and there were presents under the tree. I was on my best behavior as we opened the presents. Later, Granny called me over. "I have something special for you," Granny whispered. "It's for all your treasures. Merry Christmas." It was a music box with a ballet dancer inside. After breakfast, Auntie Kath and my cousin David arrived. While Mum, Dad and Auntie Kath got lunch ready, David and I played outside. We raced around the garden and rolled a big snowball to make a lovely snowman. Granny stayed inside by the fire. I remember catching her eye through the window. "Come outside, Granny," I called, but she just waved. Lunch was late, but it was a loud and exciting affair. We put on silly paper hats and had a big turkey with potatoes, followed by Christmas pudding. David put so much pudding in his mouth that he couldn't swallow. "How's the pudding?" Granny asked. "Mmm, said David. Auntie Kath didn't think it was funny, but the rest of us did. Granny laughed so much that her paper hat fell off. A few weeks after that Christmas, Granny passed away. I think of her often, though, especially at Christmas. Each year, I take out the music box she gave me. Inside, I keep Granny's paper hat and the letter she helped me write that Christmas. Mum gave the letter back to me some years ago when I no longer believed in Father Christmas. When I think about what makes Christmas so magical, it's not just gifts and Father Christmas that come to mind. It's also my memory of Granny. Now I'm the one who makes sugar biscuits each year, and I always make one in a G shape. G for Granny.